We've had a really busy year so far this year at RSPCA Cornwall. We have had a bumper intake of animals that have needed additional support. You know, we have noticed that the animals that are coming in often need more specialised behaviour support in order to make it possible to find them their forever home. So we have been putting a lot of time and effort into our training and support needs, and also providing external behaviour support for our community. So when people have animals in the home already, we're keen to support them. We are looking at ways of making sure that the animals in our care right now get everything they need. So we have put a brief pause on and bringing any new animals in, purely because we want to ensure that the animals that we have currently at the centre are getting the very best from our incredibly talented and hardworking staff, who are putting lots of effort and time into really helping the animals in our care, so that when those animals go and find their forever homes, they've got the best chance, and the families that are lucky to have those animals have the very best chance of having a family pet that they love and that sort of completes their family. It's all positive news at the centre at the moment. We are, you know, continuing to work really hard to make sure that we are supporting the animals, supporting our community, and doing the very best work that we can.
In terms of the animals that are coming through at the moment, you know, are there patterns that you're seeing with the type of animals, the issues they're coming in with?
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm sure your listeners probably know this already, but our animals tend to come from us from two different places. So they come from the National Inspectorate, which are obviously a part of the National RSPCA. And although we're a self-funded charity and we're separately registered from the National RSPCA, we do work alongside them, because if an animal's been seized from a home for whatever reason, neglect, abuse, whatever the situation has been, those animals need to go somewhere to be rehabilitated. We also have animals that come from homes where they may be well-loved pets, but the family situation has changed, which means that they can no longer look after those animals for whatever reason. That can mean that when the animals arrive with us, their differing backgrounds can mean that we have lots of different areas of kind of need within those animals that we have to focus in on. So we do a 10-day behaviour assessment and they're vet checked. And what we are noticing is the COVID effect of having certain animals coming in that are maybe not as well socialised as you would previously expect. We're finding that they're either people nervous or they are under socialised with other dogs, so that they're anxious being with other dogs. That is, you know, that's something that really needs to be looked at before they can be rehomed, because in everyday life they are going to come across people and they're going to come across other animals, and so therefore, you know, we have to ensure that we're putting behaviour plans into place so that when those animals leave the centre and go out and sort of live in the big wide world with their new families, that they're ready for that. So lots of work is put into place, but as you can imagine, that then takes longer before the animal's ready to be rehomed. So in the meantime, they're staying with us for longer, which means that those spaces aren't being freed up for more animals to come in, and it costs more to keep those animals with us. So it does have that knock-on effect.
And so the big question is then, that's where you are at the moment, how can people help locally?
Oh my goodness, do you know, we're so lucky with our community that they are so supportive. As the community fundraiser, my favourite part of my job is going out and talking to our community about what we do and seeing them geared up to want to support us. For me, that is, you know, without our community, we wouldn't be able to do half the things we do. So we've got lots of things going on where our community can help. So there are a few jobs coming up at RSPCA Cornwall. So if working with animals or working in animal charity is something that one of your listeners is listening going, I would love to do that, pop to our website and head to RSPCA Cornwall website. Volunteering. Our volunteers are invaluable. We have incredible volunteers who do so many different roles for us. One of the things that, obviously, because we are so close to Newquay, we've got a Newquay charity shop, and volunteering at our Nuki charity shop is just one of the things that just really helps, because we can raise funds, we can raise awareness, and you know, there's always the opportunity to come to the centre and have some animal time, even if you are volunteering in our shops. And fostering, you know, the some of the animals that we have at the centre, parts of the reason that they're finding it so tough is because they're living amongst lots of other animals. And actually, as soon as they go into a home environment, they thrive. So, you know, we're always looking for fosterers for animals, short term, long term, just weekend respite, or, you know, just whilst they're recovering from an operation. So 101 ways that our amazing community can help keep the centre going at its absolute best.